What did you say to that?
Well, I was just saying that you didn't need to miss. You don't need to miss teaching for it or
is it all the song? 2 minutes.
Okay, if y'all know this song, y'all sing with me. I really don't need a guitar for this. If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if
you like to waltz with potatoes,
up and down the produce aisle, have I got a song for you. Y'all know that one. Y'all know that one. That's good. If you didn't hear it with your kids, you heard it with your grandkids. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, they get around. I got to thinking about it because we've been talking about fruit, right? We haven't been talking about vegetables. We've been talking about fruit. And so I thought, well, you know, what about the poor veggies? Vegetables, you know.
Tomatoes are fruit, technically, though.
There you go. Well, you know, fruit, you know, we think of fruit in the terms of, scientifically, you know, we got, oh, well, this is classified as a fruit because it has this and this and this. This is classified as a vegetable because it has this and this and this. This is a grain, da 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 da, and all that kind of stuff. And, but really, fruit was whatever was produced that you liked, you know. You know, he talked about bad fruit and good fruit, right? And so it's whatever that's produced that's, you know, that you like and stuff like that. So, fruit, to be fruitful means to produce, right? And to produce well. So, I got to thinking about what kind of songs to do. I don't want to do a song. I want everyone to do a song, okay? Let's all sing a song, okay? So let's see, y'all know this one? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. God is good all the time. Oh, praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Oh, I'm gonna sing it. God is good. God is good all the time. Y'all know that song?
Part, so we
yeah, you pull up those old songs, you forget them, you know. If you don't, you know, you gotta kind of keep it, keep with it, stay with it or something, you know.
Yeah. I love
the song. Well, let's see. We got some things to cover here. I think I might be wrong, but I think this is going to be our last Sunday to look at fruit. Let's just read a little bit in John 15. We'll read the first few verses of that, kind of remind us of what we're talking about, what Jesus said. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus is the vine. Right? He's talking. Jesus is the vine, you are the branches. He's talking to his disciples and us. All right? Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Okay, so a little background. We want to talk about fruit a little bit. And so, now I'm going to read something, and we're talking about fruit, and I want you to listen to what I'm reading. I'm reading it in a different verses of Bible and Basic English. I'm reading in Colossians 1, 3 through 12, and it is it's talking about fruit, and I want you to see how many fruits you can hear in this, okay? So as you listen, think about fruit and think about which, you know, which fruits. In fact, he mentions the word fruit itself twice. But think of the fruits that he's talking about here. All right? This is Paul writing in Colossians. He says, we give praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, making prayer for you at all times. After hearing of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which you have for all the saints, through the hope which is in store for you in heaven, knowledge of which was given to you before in the true word of the good news, which has come to you and which in all the world is giving fruit and increase, as it has done in you from the day when it came to your ears and you had true knowledge of the grace of God, as it was given to you by Epaphras, our well-loved helper, who is a true servant of Christ for us, and who himself made clear to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we, from the day when we had word of it, keep on in prayer for you, that you may be full of the knowledge of his purpose, with all wisdom and experience of the Spirit, living uprightly in the approval of the Lord, giving fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, full of strength in the measure of the great power of his glory, so that you may undergo all troubles with joy, giving praise to the Father who has given us a part in the heritage of the saints in light.
A bunch of it.
Did you get any?
A bunch.
A bunch.
That's the first one you started off.
Which one?
The first few verses really was kind of tiny.
Okay. So give me one, Mary.
Love.
Love, okay. Somebody else get anything?
He made a list.
He made a list? Okay, give me one of them. Deborah?
Hope.
Hope, okay, good. Someone else?
Joy was in there.
Joy was in there. There you go.
Grace.
What now?
Grace.
Grace.
I'm looking at the cheat sheet, I'm sorry.
That's okay, go ahead. Go ahead and grab one.
Well, I think faith.
Faith?
Yeah,
yep.
Faith.
Faith is
okay.
One.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Strength and praise.
Anything?
Strength and praise.
Strength and praise.
Strength, praise, okay, good.
Knowledge.
Yeah, knowledge. Okay, so now this. This isn't, yeah, this isn't normally the passage we think of when we think of fruit, right? Paul wrote about fruit, but this isn't really what we normally think of when we think of this, the fruit passage, right? So I thought it would be interesting to read that in Colossians, where we read that one. So let's look at Galatians 5, 22, 23. This is what we think of when we think of fruit of the Spirit, right? Yeah. So we've got love and joy and peace. Let's see, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Okay? So what I want to do is just take a few moments and talk about each one of these. And you know, see if we can get a little bit more of an understanding of what each one of these is. Because the truth, they were a little bit confusing to me. I'm not going to cover love and joy. We covered that. I think everybody knows what joy is, all right? But I want to skip down to peace, and I looked it up, and it said that peace is security, safety, prosperity, happiness. It's the tranquil state of a soul assured of his salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and content with this earthly lot. That's one of the verses. But the peace, you know, these were Jews. Paul was a Jew. And what word for peace was he familiar with?
Shalom.
Yeah. And they would go and greet each other that way, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
All right? And that word, that Hebrew word, meant more than just absence of conflict. Okay, it meant security, it meant safety, it meant prosperity, happiness. The Jews had this thought in mind, and it's a true thought. If you weren't prosperous, you weren't peaceful. If you didn't know where your next meal was coming from, you didn't have a lot of peace inside, right? So you had to have a certain measure of prosperity and, of course, security and safety to really be at peace. Okay, let's look at long-suffering. Let's see, the definition of the Greek word there is forbearance or fortitude, patience, steadfastness, perseverance, slowness in avenging wrongs. Slowness in avenging wrongs, okay? So long-suffering means to stay the course, all right? To be steadfast, all right? It means to stand when the winds come against you.
I don't know if this is in the word or just what I said, but it means consistently constant. You're always the same no matter what
right.
you do.
Right.
You don't get angry, you're just consistently constant like there you Jesus go. Was.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What that is.
That's amazing.
It's in us. You got to get it out.
There you go. Well, let's look at gentleness. All right. Gentleness, it really, I got down here, it says, see self-control and meekness.
I was just saying kindness.
Yeah, kindness. Gentle means, I got down here written down, it says, don't beat people over the head with a cross. Don't beat people over the head with the cross, okay? Jesus was very gentle with people. He was very gentle with the children, right? He said, let the children come to me. Let them come to me, you know. Don't run them away, right? And he was gentle with them. You know, he wasn't harsh with the children.
You know what Kirsten was talking about last week about do everything for that love within you, and that will take care of that gentleness. That gentleness could become strong at times too, but it'd still be gentleness because it would be that love motive. We just every correct in love, see the fault in love, see everything in love. All the fruit can. That really hit home with me, what you said.
Amen.
That would be correct.
God is gentle.
Oh, yes.
The Holy Spirit is gentle with
yes.
us, right? But the Holy Spirit's not harsh with
You're
us.
You're our example, aren't they?
He's very gentle. One man said, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. very gentle with us.
Patient, too.
Yeah, patient. Oh, yeah. Long suffering. No. Okay, goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. You got something?
Mary, Colossians 2:3, it says, for our spiritual wealth is in him, like hidden treasures waiting to be discovered. Heaven's wisdom and endless riches of revelation knowledge, which will take care of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good. I like that. Okay, let's go to goodness. Goodness is interesting. It says here, uprightness of heart and life, kindness, virtue, acts of mercy, kindness, there's kindness in there again, generosity and charity. Goodness is all about giving to others, being generous with them, right? So, you know, these. Are you noticing something? There's a relationship between these fruits. You know, they're not standalone sort of thing. They're all interconnected. And this is one of the things I realized when I started looking at what these words mean. And I find that in the definition of one, you find one of the others. You know, because they're all interconnected. Okay, let's look at faith. Well, that was simple. It's conviction of the truth. All right? Faith is believing. Conviction of the truth. You believe this is true. Yep. I'm convinced this is true. In fact, I'm so convinced that this is true that I'm going to order my life around it.
Yeah.
I'm going to run my life according to this truth. And what is that truth? The truth of the gospel.
Yeah.
Truth of the good news, right? Of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to order my life to follow this truth. All right? That's what faith is. That's a conviction. I'm going to do that. If I believe it, then I'm going to change my life to come into alignment with God's kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? All right? So, meekness. Now, meekness, again, it's kind of falls into long-suffering and patience. All right. Meekness is strength under control.
Yeah.
Tamed power.
Wow.
Tamed power. Okay. A bulldozer is very powerful. All right. A runaway bulldozer is very fearful. But you put somebody on that bulldozer that knows what he's doing, and he's got that thing tamed, and he can do a great job for you. He can do a wonderful job. I hired a guy with a bulldozer to come in and clear a driveway on some land that we had, and he just did a great job. In 2 hours, he'd done it. And it was just totally grown over, and thickets and brush. I mean, he'd get in there, you couldn't even see it. You know, the brush and everything would be so high, the trees. In 2 hours, he was done. It was amazing. It was amazing to see what he could do with that powerful, powerful machine.
Yeah.
If you've got it tamed,
yeah.
Right?
So, atoms.
I'm sorry?
As long as atoms are tamed, they're wonderful, but when you make atomic bomb, they explode.
Right, right.
Because we've made atoms, aren't we?
Yes, yes. In fact, you know, we have nuclear power plants.
Yes.
And those nuclear power plants are amazing in the fact that they are clean.
Yeah.
They're very, very clean. There's no pollution coming out of them, okay? And but they produce clean power. It's very powerful. It doesn't take a lot of fuel to produce a lot of energy for us.
Years.
There's a power plant, a nuclear power plant down in southeast Alabama. All right? And I know about it. And you never hear about it. Why don't you ever hear about it? Because there's no problems there. There's no problem. There's some, you know, some power plants you hear about, right? Because they have a problem. You never hear about that one, but it just sits there very quietly, popping out, you know, electricity that people in that area need. So it's a wonderful thing if you've got that power under control.
Yes.
Right? Some people just have a nature, you know, God gives them, I guess, a nature that puts, you know, it lets them take things and not get upset about it. You know? I want to show you
page here that, that shows you how there are some dogs, okay, when they get around children, they're just super gentle, they're meek, they got, they're powerful dogs, but they're meek. They're tamed. And they're long-suffering because the kids will sometimes do something to those dogs, and you think, this would upset me. This would upset me greatly if these kids done, and these dogs don't look particularly happy, you know. But they're putting up with it.
Not
you know, because they're meek.
Yep.
They're meek. And so those of you that are not here, listen to this via tape, they're do an internet search on dogs dressed by children, and you'll see what we're talking about here. Got dogs being dressed that have been dressed by children looking really strange. But you know, when I think of meek, I think of one of these powerful horses, like a Clydesdale or something like this. How very powerful they are, and you put tame one of these, and you can really get something. No matter how ridiculous they look, okay, they are really, when they're tame, it's really wonderful.
I saw
Candace get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
This is
I got my costume ready for
Christmas parade. Okay, now you can do it too, huh?
Yeah.
You can do it your own horses, Candace. Oh, but here, I'm showing a photo of a horse with a dress like a NASA space shuttle, and it's someone dressed up in an astronaut suit riding it. You know, so anyway, but I wanted to bring out, that's what I think of is meekness. Of course, the last one, self-control.
Yeah.
All right. Self-control, keeping yourself under control. These dogs kept themselves under control. This horse kept himself under control. And it's really amazing. You see this powerful dog here, and that powerful dog and his little bitty baby, or a little child, young child, just whatever they want to with that. And the dog just sitting there and taking it.
Yeah.
You know, just loving that child so much that whatever that child does is fine with him. Okay, it's just wonderful to see that. We want to have this kind of fruit in us. And Jesus will produce that kind of fruit in us. The Holy Spirit within us will produce that fruit.
Yeah, what you're saying is,
as you said, if we let him. If we let it, yes.
You talk about temperance, which is self-control. A better word actually is God-controlled by the Spirit.
Oh, okay. Let him
self-control makes me think of me doing it.
Yeah. Now, self-control is me controlling myself,
mm-hmm.
not letting the self get out of control.
Right.
Right?
Really,
that's what I think of, you know.
And that self-control has to be a step under your yeah. It's got to be God controlled by your spirit, and
right.
you just yield through yourself, your flesh,
right.
your soul to do it.
It's hard to control your anger.
Yes. But if you've prayed in the spirit all day, it's not.
There you go. That's what it says well. What is it?
Colossians 3:15 says, let your heart be always guided by the peace of the anointed one who called you to peace as part of his body.
Amen.
And always be thankful.
Amen. Always be thankful. Well, this is a good season of the year to be thankful. Harvest time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let us remember to be thankful. All right? Remember to be thankful.
So that helps us, like she was saying, to do the through the spirits and we're thankful.
Yes.
We have a thankful heart. It makes us be more in self-control through our spirit side.
Amen. Amen. So let's pray and we'll have our breakfast, okay? Father, we thank you so much for loving us, being with us today. We thank you that you have given us fruit. You have given us the Holy Spirit to work within us to produce this fruit, and that we can walk in faith and love and joy and self-control and meekness and gentleness and kindness and goodness and long-suffering, Father. We thank you for all of these wonderful gifts that you give us, and we want to walk in this fruit and produces fruit so that we can show your love to everyone around. Father, bless this food. Bless our fellowship together. Continue to be with us as you have in the past, even more so in the future. We thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.